Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You two sit down. I think you might need to have a seat.
The light fly down.
Oh,
are you okay?
Help.
You missed the chair.
I don't know what sexy is, and neither do they. It's time for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
What is this? Just positive.
What else is new? Be positive, Cliff. Be
Ladies
positive.
And gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Game of Thrones fans know Kendall is the Jon Snow of this show. He just don't know Jack. Remember that show? You don't know Jack, Kendall?
Yes.
No, you don't. You don't know Jack. I'm just kidding.
Well, I was about to say, if it comes with Game of Thrones, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I'm going to be positive, Cliff. Despite what you're slamming on me here.
Kendall, you know I'm just razzing you.
Whatever you're razzing.
Our roast episode was the last episode where Mr. Snodbottom could actually tabulate the ratings. That was the last one where enough people tuned in that ratings could be tabulated. And so,
now I was like, boys, I don't know what the hell's happening.
Well, these days we're falling within the margin of error and it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, well, that was so popular. If we have a little roast flavor.
Ouch, that had to hurt.
In every show, then maybe we can get back on top. I don't know what to do. But this is the show. It's 4 a.m. on Sunday morning if you're listening live on KVSH. That's Rye 99. I don't know what time it is if you're listening because you've downloaded. If you downloaded it, how the hell did you find this show? I certainly don't know.
I was doing it on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's probably what everybody else is listening to.
Do you always queue it up?
Friday night.
Friday night in front
it's
of a
Friday night fun time.
Roaring fire.
No fires. It's too hot here in Whistletown.
With a martini in your
hand. I got a drink. I'm not going to lie. Cliff, you know a pessimist?
I know a lot of pessimists.
Yeah, I know you do. They always see the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Winston Churchill said that, Cliff. That's what I want to start with.
Start with it.
I did.
You just keep going. Keep that ball rolling.
Oh, why should I keep going, though, Cliff? I'm just so positive that this is going to be a great show. That's how positive I am. You know, are you...
Am I irritated that you keep telling everybody that you're slimming down? Everywhere we go. Last week, you forbade me to talk about it on the air. This week, you did not forbid me. You must have thought it still stood from last week, but it didn't. There was only 1 week time limit on that forbid. Everywhere we go, Kendall, we went to the erotic bakery earlier, and he was ordering one of those big, shellacked schlong cakes for a snack. And he's like, well, you know, I can only eat one schlong now because I'm slimming down. And everywhere...
I was up to three schlongs a week.
You could eat three schlongs in a sitting. I sat and watched him just schlong after schlong right down the old gullet. But these days, he's like, I can only have one. I'm slimming down. Everywhere we go, we went to the dentist. The other day, we always make our dentist appointment the same day. Every 6 months. I'm very on top of the dentist, okay? Look, you need only look at these pearly whites. The other day, I was just reading the old Golf Digest from 1989 that was in the waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
But Kendall was like, now I know. It'd be easier for you to see my teeth now that I'm slimming down and I have less face around them. So just everywhere he goes.
Well, I do have less face.
Yeah. Oh, God. What were you talking about?
I'm just being positive, that's all.
I'm over here living for love.
In a world of negativity, I'm trying to be positive, Cliff, because if you really...
In a world of pure imagination.
If you really start to think about life and the horribleness that is our world...
Excuse me, Bo.
Oh, Mr. Bo, I'm right in the middle of deep thought.
Pardon me, I'm not sure if you've begun the show yet, but Mrs. Putter, and I come in here, dear.
Dear, please. Hello, dear. Hello.
Dear,
you cannot come in, dear. It's not appropriate.
It's again. School board policy, Janie. Not mine.
Why can't she come into the mixing
booth? No. Janie, she's our intern for the day.
We met her before.
Yeah, we know.
Of course, Bud, I know you met her before. Don't be ridiculous, Bud. Even though she can't speak on the air, I wanted to introduce her to our many listeners out there. She's helping us out, and we've got her from Bristletown High School for the day. Raising that right, dear.
Of course, dear. And you know, it's inappropriate, dear, through the school that such a minor could come into the audio booth, dear. It's not appropriate. It's uncalled for.
It's uncalled for. I'm against it.
But dear, she's happy to be here, dear. She loves the show, and she's so excited.
You did a great
job. Well, we are excited to have you here, and anybody that loves our show, we're excited to have
you. Of course, she's only hearing it now for the first time, but I can tell by the large smile on her face.
Yeah, look at that.
That she's enjoying as every minute is right during the day.
She is, dear. I've never seen anyone smile listening to our show. That's the first.
Only Cliff for me. High school sophomores like Janie. They're the only ones who give that kind of look when listening to our show. So, all right, well, thank you. Welcome, Janie. Hope you have fun out there. What is she doing? Filing?
Isn't she so lovely, dear? She's such a wonderful girl.
Come, dear. Let's get Janie started on the filing. I've got a large check for you, Janie.
Oh, dear, I'm going to make you a pie, dear, in celebration of all the filing you're about to do. Oh, well,
all right.
I'm so glad we have an intern here.
That, you
with
never
Austin
know.
Not here. It's
he's in college today. Mm-hmm. His classes were today. You know, he can't get his schedule changed. So maybe next week we can record the show on a different day and he'll be here. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who can tell the future?
Stay tuned.
If you are living in regret, Hesse, I want you to stop. There's no reason to live in yesterday because it's over. Did you hear me? It's dead. It's gone. Tomorrow, if you're living in full of anxiety and you're worrying about tomorrow, come on, moron, stop. The only way you can live your life, Kendall, is living for the what?
Love.
The moment. While you're living for love.
While you're living for love, live for the moment.
You gotta live in the moment for
Don't
love.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Sure, you gotta live in the moment for love.
Yesterday's gone.
Okay, yesterday's gone with the wind. It's out of here. It's gone. Wall, 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 wall. Remember that song, Gone, Wall, Wall, Wall? It goes, Wall, 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 Wall.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Big hit. They just played it on KBSH the other night.
Wall, Wall, Wall.
Dolores dedicated it to somebody. I don't remember who. Some hardworking mother of several. And Wall, 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 Wall. It's that, and it goes on like that. So, but anyway, this is the show, and this is a show about positivity.
It is.
How to stay positive. We're saluting the positive stuff in our lives, Kendall.
Yeah.
Just consider what makes you happy. If you're feeling awful, think of three things that make you happy. Did you know? Kendall, did you know? Did you know that your brain is so dumb? Not just your brain, everybody's brain.
So dumb.
How dumb is it? This is how dumb it is. Your stupid brain, it just thinks that everything you think is actually real and happening. So if you think happy thoughts about some, you know, happy stuff, your brain's like, I guess it's happy time.
Yeah. Trick it.
Listeners who are listening, the very few, they're like, this is my magic time. We're here with Cliff and Kendall. And
it's my magic time.
It's all of our magic time.
Expecto Patronum.
Well, Cliff, I was going to say before Mr. Snobbottom came in and interrupted me, when you are positive for yourself, you will be positive for other people around you because you're in such a good mood. You're going to bring that positivity
to
everyone.
Excuse
me, Mr. Snobbottom, I'm trying to make a point.
Excuse me, bud. This is very important. Yes, dear. It's very important.
It's inappropriate etiquette to interrupt the show, dear, but it's very important.
She's very upset, Boz. Do you have any tips for dealing with very upset sophomores?
Well, of course we have tips
she's
for everything.
Upset.
What's she upset about?
I don't know. What is she upset about, dear? Has she told you? She just has been crying and crying.
Dear, not something
tears.
Appropriate to talk about,
dear. Oh, my. Dear, let's see if we can console her, dear.
Janie!
It'll be okay, dear.
Dear, come here. Let me give you a hug, dear.
All right.
Mr. Hamilton just keeps coming in. I'm positive he's interrupting the show.
I don't know. You're positive. He's staying positive. It'd be fun if you stayed pop, 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 pop.
It would be fun. Cliff, I got some fun facts for you.
Okay. Yeah, if you say so, Kendall, I'm not going to deny it.
All right, good. Let's start. Cliff.
Even though I probably will regret it.
Speaking of... You won't regret it, I
No,
swear.
Come on.
I'm positive you will love it.
Have I ever regretted anything in connection to this show?
Cliff, do you know that cheerophobia...
Fear of Cheerios.
No, cheerophobia is the fear of fun. Cliff, did you know that heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday?
I did know that.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
So don't order pizzas on a Monday night.
Don't. Kendall, speaking of fatness and calories and how you're trying to slim down, we're all on this journey with you,
Look,
Kendall.
Look, it's still there.
We're on this journey with you, Kendall, your slim down journey. Mm-hmm. The big slim down. We're in the middle. I can't wait.
We're not near the middle. We're like at the beginning.
No, we're in the middle of the big slim down. I'm trying to get it trending on Twitter. Hashtag slim Kindle. If you'll just tweet us at Cliff and Kindle with hashtag slim Kindle, or go on Instagram and tag your pics. If you're out working, exercising in the yard, hashtag slim Kindle. And it'll just spur Kindle on in his big slim down journey.
I want to say right now, if anybody puts hashtag slim Kindle, I will send you $5 personally, each of you.
Okay, Kindle, here we go. Now, did you know this? Think about you and your weight when I say this. Each year, an average person will intake at least 12 pubic hairs in their fast food within a year. And think of how much more we eat. So we're eating like a whole bush.
Oh.
We got a whole pubic bush per year. Got to, you and me. Not to mention the pubic hairs we take in just when our mouths are on pubic hair.
Cliff, why couldn't you have saved that for right before the break? Because I need a break right now thinking about that.
Oh,
I'm never eating fast food again.
Oh, yeah, right. What's a pubic hair? Like you never had a pubic hair in your teeth before.
Oh, I hate the idea of that. Cliff,
Did you know birds don't even urinate?
Birds don't urinate?
No, they can't be bothered.
Sometimes I feel like I felt urination from a bird fall on my head.
Nope, that was diarrhea.
Are you serious they don't urinate?
I'm as serious.
It just all comes out the butt.
I'm as serious as one of those Monday heart attacks, Kendall.
All right. Did you know that if you consistently farted for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy.
I could watch TV for 3 hours.
No, you could have the enough energy to create an atomic bomb.
An atomic bomb. Uh-huh.
I know you tried on the show to get to that level.
Oh my. Kendall, did you know that polar bears, this reminded me of you, of a polar bear
big
who's
bear.
Not slimming down. Uh-huh. Before the big slim down.
Yeah.
This reminded me of you. Polar bears, they can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single setting. They'll just sit and eat them.
Please, I have 86 penguins for an appetite.
He has 86 penguins before breakfast. That's what I thought of you when I did that.
Because
I thought I could just see Kendall sitting there eating 86 penguins in a row. I could just see it.
It does sound good, Cliff.
It sounds just like him.
Well, I have one more for you, Cliff.
All right.
Did you know that bikinis and tampons both were invented by men?
Kindleman.
Oh, Mrs. Steinbein, please.
Kindleman.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, dear. I know we're about to go to break, dear, but we have terrifying news, dear.
Jay, boys. We just went to the food and more and obtained Jay and a pregnancy test.
A pregnancy test?
Oh,
that's what she's nervous about?
High school sophomore.
Oh, dear, it's very personal, dear. I don't know if it's anything you should be talking about on the show, dear. It's terrible, but she's worried that she's pregnant, dear. We went and got her a pregnancy test, dear, and she's about to take it, dear.
Hey,
she's
nobody
right now.
Nobody's going to practice abstinence ever, and just it's okay. Go in
what
there,
is
be
going
with her.
On?
Go to the bathroom and be with her.
No, of course, dear. I'm going to be with her right now, dear. Dear, are you okay?
Oh, my
Cliff,
God.
I got to take a break.
I got to take a break. That gives
this
me
is just too much. I guess
pregnancy test? Taking a pregnancy test right now?
How old is she?
She's a sophomore. I don't know, 15, 16. How old were you when you were a sophomore? 19, 20?
47.
40? You looked 40. Remember when I met you at 19 and you looked 40?
Yeah, let's not go there.
I said, who's this 40-year-old?
I got to take a break. I got to go find out what's going on. We'll be right back after this.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kindle to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
Hey, wish you owned a truck full of gas? Well, now you can own a car full of gas mileage. The incredible Datsun 210 hatchback. It's the highest gas mileage car you can buy. Number one. So why pour your money down the tank? Buy a Datsun. 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 Buy a Datsun.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kindle.
Welcome back. Oh, Cliff. So much has happened since we've been on break.
I know, I didn't even want to stop singing to talk about it.
I know, well, so I jumped right into it.
What is Janie going to do with that baby? She's so young.
She's pregnant.
Oh, God.
And she is so worried that her father's just going to kill her and flip out.
She's got a single father, and she's talking about him freaking out. Kendall.
What do you even say in that situation? What do we do?
What do you say in a moment like this?
We're going to remain positive.
When
that's what we're going
to
do.
You can't find the words to tell it like.
She's a lovely young girl.
What a lovely young girl.
We've never had an intern. The first intern we have. And
from
such
high
drama
school, the first day. Oh, my God.
Going
insanity.
On. Here in Busheltown. I never thought that would happen.
It's just nuts. These nuts. Yeah.
I'm so sad that's such a thing in our world right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it such a thing?
It is. There's that guy that says, these nuts, to everything.
I want to just give a shout out quickly to me for not ever knowing anything about what's going on. And I love it. I love it. I love not knowing. I love it.
Listeners love it too, though. Because, like, what? What are you talking about? There's somebody saying D's nuts all the time.
Like when we play songs you should know, and you'll give me some song that was the number one hit for the last 40 weeks. Uh-huh. And I'm like, what song is
this?
You're
like, you are stupid. This is not a real song.
Taylor who?
Take me to what? Take me to church? No.
Maroon how many? I don't know. You know?
I will remember there was one episode we did when you and Dolores both did not know the song. It was such a big hit. And I was like, how does nobody know this song?
Dolores and I are both middle-aged. She I don't know how she didn't know. She has 13 children.
Well, Cliff, I hang with the kids.
Watch out, kids, if you see Kendall hanging with you. If you see a pudgy man going around talking about slimming down.
Our maturity levels match, Cliff.
How he's on a slim-down journey.
The kids are who taught me how to lose all this weight.
Are they?
Yes.
What are they saying?
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, Cliff, the kids.
What
are
they saying in a moment like this?
In a moment like this, Cliff, the kids are saying, shit ticket.
Oh, no.
Do you know what a shit ticket is?
Toilet paper? I don't know.
You're close. Well, yeah, no, you're right on the money.
On the money.
It's a single section.
Not on the money.
Yeah, run on the money maker, Cliff. It's a single section of bathroom tissue. That guy keeps pissing on the floor in our bathroom and leaving his shit tickets in our trash can.
Shit tickets. Well, shit.
Got a good seat with your shit tickets.
Kid, I was thinking about you when I pulled these from the writer's basket today.
Careful.
The first one that the kids are saying, not the writer's basket, the kids texted me this. Obese cheese. Kendall.
That's my nickname from high school.
And now you've wondered what this was. You got it all over your body. It's just the accumulation of smelly, nasty funk found under the fat rolls of an overweight person.
Wait, hold on. Yep, there it is.
Obese cheese is coming off both of us, Kendall. It's just disgusting. You blame every smell on Charles, and it is your own obese cheese.
No, let's back up for a second. There are plenty of smells I can blame on Charles. But there have been...
Charles is at an aluminum siding convention in Smackover this week.
Well, of course he is.
Even though we don't have aluminum siding. And we're not buying it.
He was like, well, I gotta check out aluminum siding. But no, Cliff... There has been an occasion where I've walked into the studio when Charles hasn't been around, and I've just smelt this odor, and I thought, what is that? It's the obese cheese.
I hate it. Some nights I come home to my apartment above the fish hatchery, and there's some smell lingering that's not fish, and I'm like, what is this? And it's worrying.
It's obese cheese. It's obese cheese. Cliff, have you heard of phone groping?
Phone groping? Is that where you grope the phone?
No.
No?
You would think.
No.
No.
It's
no,
when
no.
you've lost your phone, you freak out, and you start groping your whole body.
I do it all the time.
Looking... for your phone.
I don't do it all the time, but it has happened, and I have had several near heart attacks. Not even on a Monday, and I've just had them when that happened.
Take my shoes, don't take my phone.
Please don't take the girl. obese spree. Have you heard of an obese spree? I know you've been on one, but did you call it?
I'm about to say, that sounds like something I've went on every night.
Did you call it that? That's when you go to the store, oh God. That's going to be on my tombstone, I think. Go to the store buying all delicious junk food to only feel shame. I'll add extreme shame later because you ate it all within hours of coming home. Have you ever done that?
You know what I call that, Cliff?
Nighttime. But isn't it? It's the worst when you go home and you have just like heavy bags of food and you're like, I'm going to eat this all right now.
Yeah, and then the night's over and it's just trash. There's nothing left.
And it's just,
you buy all these groceries, you're like, well, sometimes I have the stupid thought, I'm like, this will last me for like 3 or 4 days. No. And I'm like, everything I bought last night I ate.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. All the time, that's my daily life.
But let's stay positive and not get so sad. Cliff, Do you know what a farting glance is? He's shaking his head no.
Cliff, is that where you glance at someone who farted on you?
It's kinda. When a small group of crowded suddenly realizes someone has emitted a silent but nasty fart, and they all look around for facial expressions or body language that might pinpoint the perpetrator. But I know that you have done a farting glance.
Never. This is a lot about you, Kendall. Reminded me of you. Fatacular. And that's just one person that's spectacularly fat. Fatacular.
That would have been me before I started the great
Before the big slim down. The great American slim down before you started that. I know, Kendall. You're slimming down for f***ing sake. Shut up. Kendall, this last one that I've got, I really hope applies to all our listeners. I hope they're obsessed. If you're obsessed, that means you're addicted to fat people. And
if they weren't, they wouldn't be listening to this show.
I hope that they are. And I hope that they keep coming back for more and more. And if, hey, you slim down over there.
Hey, you.
You better not slim down too far and lose all our fans.
Okay? What's that word, obsessed?
Obsessed.
I need to make a t-shirt.
You do. We'll copy it down for you later.
Okay, good. All right,
that's all that the kids...
They stopped texting me, Cliff. That's
...are
all
saying.
That's
all that they're
going. You know, I'm glad we checked in with the kids. We haven't done that in a while. And it's just worth...
Oh, dear. Janie, she's threatening to run away, Boaz.
Oh, dear. We've tried to talk some sense into her, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do you need us to talk to her? Oh, no, dear. Not at all, dear. We'll handle this,
stay
dear.
Stay away, Boaz.
Just wanted to keep you in the loop of what's going on, dear.
But, Boaz, do you have any tips for teens that are pondering or running away?
Oh, probably in our files.
Maybe she could look in the files.
Yeah, we have plenty of files back. No, the writers are written.
She's too distraught to look through the files, but come along, dear. We'll talk to her somehow.
We'll take care of this, dear. Jenny, it's going to be okay. I think there's plenty of good information in the files.
I hope she's not running away. I feel like maybe 300 shows ago. We did a show for teen runaways. I don't know. It was that or Salute to Barnyard Animals. I can't remember.
We've done both.
But anyway, Kendall, I hope she does not run away. Did you ever think about running away as a teen?
Not as a teen. I think I thought about running away as a young child because there wasn't enough food for me to eat.
That's somebody who's fatacular, right?
But you know, as I've spoken in great detail on our show, I had a great childhood. So
you had just the best childhood. You did,
and it was all downhill after that.
It really was.
That's the best. Let me just tell you, if you didn't have a good childhood, you're at a good place because you don't have to anything to think back about.
It's gonna get better.
Yeah.
I just stopped
Everything
and
just
think,
got worse for me.
Oh, I just stopped and think, what a world. How do we live in this world?
Well, that's something you should know, Cliff. Here are your super thin hosts, Cliff and Kendall.
Not me. I've really had trouble as it.
Oh, Cliff, you've been thin for years.
No, I'm not. That's a lie. Let's not lie to the listeners on top of everything else. Okay. Kendall, let me ask you this. This is something everybody should know. What southern city serves as headquarters for the cable news network?
Atlanta.
Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
I would have also accepted Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Love it.
If we lived there, I would have also accepted Fatlanta.
Cliff, what game show's set was modeled after Burt Reynolds' living room?
Oh, Kendall, you got three choices.
Yes, I do.
You either build a life together with, or you have consensual relations with, or you put them down humanely. It was either that or win, lose, or draw.
Oh, well, you're close. It was win, lose, or draw. Cliff, you tricked us. We all thought you were going down the wrong path.
I just sometimes can't help but Josh with you on the show. Kendall's just a Josh.
It's a fun Josh.
Kendall, what was the first word Alan Funt said when telling folks they were on candid camera?
Smile!
You're
on candid camera. And that's what I'm telling the listeners today. Smile. Smile.
Be positive. Come on. Be positive. Why don't you enjoy it? Kendall.
If this question wasn't meant for you, then never a question was meant for you.
Rhoda.
No.
Phyllis.
No, just wait for it.
Ted.
Cliff, what's the theme song of Cheers?
Of Cheers? Oh, does it go like this? Any way in the world today takes everything you've got. Doesn't that just make you want to weep?
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Do, 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 do.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Boom, 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 boom.
And they're always glad you came.
Boom, boom, boom.
You want to be where you can see. The troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Cheers was filmed before a live studio audience.
Can you see the awning and
the sign
and the stairs in your mind?
Say, Cliff, any question that starts with, could you tell me what the theme song
is? Could you answer this musical question? Kendall, let me ask you this. What honeymooners character raked in? This sounds like my salary. $62 a week.
Jackie Gleason. No, that's way too little.
Let me say it again and... This time, really listen.
Okay, you know I don't listen.
I know, that's why I added this for emphasis. What honeymooner's character raked in $62 a week?
Ah, oh, I see, Cliff, I see.
And away he raked.
I don't know their names. I can't get their names. It's been too long, but
it's just been too long. It's been too long, everybody. Ed Norton.
Ed Norton. Sorry.
Ed Norton.
If that question had to have been 150 years old, Cliff.
Kendall, by the gray hairs in your head, I figured I could only ask
you. Shut up! I told you not to talk about these gray hairs.
That we're 150
We're going to talk about how slim I am and not how gray my hair
is. If I asked you anything within the last 150 years, I expect you to not know, like me, trying to answer a Taylor Swift song, you should know. No offense, I just don't know.
Now, Cliff, I'm going to ask you this next question. And the reason I ask it to you is because I do know the answer. And I want to see if you know the answer. I wouldn't ask you if I didn't know.
Don't you love when things like that really adds to the show?
I have to qualify it.
And the listener's understanding of the game show. He's gonna ask me a question. Now get this. He already knows the answer.
No, I meant...
He's wondering if I do.
I meant when I first read the question.
Are you sitting down out there? I hope so.
Let's move on. What professor
narrated
the Walt Disney feature... Donald in Math Magic Land.
Donald in Math Magic Land. Was that professor, that duck professor? Professor Duck, old head, that old gray-haired duck.
We're going to accept that. It was Professor Ludwig von Drake.
Yeah, he was always in the sing-along song.
Yes! Oh my God, my favorite. Yeah.
There you go.
Close enough.
All right, one more, Kendall. Only one more. What amateur sleuth spent a fair amount of time autographing her mystery bestsellers?
She wrote something.
She wrote something.
And she had something to do with some murder.
Something. She wrote something.
Did she write murder? Was it murder she wrote?
Oh, you got it.
We're just in the middle of this great...
Buzz, you have to excuse us for the rest of the show, Buzz. We're going to take Janie and we're going to talk to her father.
We're going to take Janie away, dear, and take...
We'll console her father, dear. I think we can talk some sense into him.
She's very worried, dear, but we're going to take care of her, dear. We're going to do the right thing, dear.
Yes, this is going to be... We're going to heal the family, Buzz.
You
can't have us around. We're going to heal the family.
If anybody could do it, you guys could.
Of course you can.
You're great parents already.
All right, so we'll talk to them, let them know, you know, it's 2015, and what, to stay positive? Is that what?
Of course, dear, they'll stay positive. We'll take care of it, dear. Don't you worry. Jeannie, we're going to take care of it, dear. We're going to make sure that everything is fine, dear. I will tell you. Oh, well. Guess that's the end of that.
Well, I hope that Janie is, I hope she... comes to terms, and I hope her father, they can come back together, and hope she doesn't run away. I wish nothing but the best for Janie and the baby, and whatever 15-year-old father is out there, undoubtedly. I forgot all about a father. So
you know there's one.
You know there must be one.
Well, Cliff, they just need to stay positive.
You just know there's one. And That's so sad.
It's very
sad. It's sad that we live in a world where we have to be reminded to stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just do it automatically.
Yeah, the sad part is we have to tell you to be positive.
It's so... Oh, the world is just so sad, Kendall.
Oh. Well, I'm sad, Cliff. I know I'm our listeners sad. Are. Because the show's almost over. But go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Facebook.com/cliffandkendall.
Don't go there. We don't have a Facebook.
I forgot what we have. Go to... call us 818-308 for fat.
If you want more of
write
us...
Write us a letter. P.O. Box 306.
If you want more of us, I would say just Google Cliff and Kendall and see what comes up. And we're definitely on...
Just don't look for us.
We're on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. We're on Instagram. We're many places.
I need to update this list, Charles.
You do.
This is an old list.
It's old and dusty. Charles is at the aluminum siding.
Yeah, nobody's here. It's us.
Nobody's
See,
here.
See, that's what happens.
If Janie hadn't been pregnant, maybe she could have done it for you.
Yeah.
All right, Kendall, instead of a quote, I have an extra fun fact for you. It's predicted that the reason why night insects, such as moths, are attracted to lights is because they oftentimes mistake them for the moon, which they used to use to navigate the Earth before idiot mankind invented artificial lights.
Idiot moths.
Idiot. No, the moths are just flying. They always used to just try to fly to the moon, and now they're flying to our lights and getting zapped. It's a bitch. It's a bitch of a world.
See, I always get pizzas confused with the moon, Cliff. That's why I'm so fat. Cliff, keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow. And that was Helen Keller.
Gotcha. Love it. I'm Cliff.
I know you loved it. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And we'll be just as positive as we were this week.
Oh, my God. What is Jane?
Jackets.
Hey. God. Pregnant. Teenagers. Pregnant. Babies having babies, Kendall. What's going on?
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.